Locker room chats continue tonight on KNCA, getting you set for week 7 of high school football. Brandon Tam and Troy head coach and Derek Jasper joining us here. It's brought to you by Exchange Bank and CJ's Restaurant, Troy Booster Club, and Napa Auto Parts as well. Coach, a lot to dissect from the game last week at Riverside, 28-0 the final score. Certainly a tale of two halves. Scoreless at the break. Riverside got it going in the third quarter with 21 points. They'd go on to win it from there. But the initial thoughts on your team's performance last week at Riverside?
Kind of like we talked about, Brandon, a defensive battle, certainly in the first half. Two really good defenses. I mean, our defense, gained a little respect down there, too, pitching a shutout in the first half. But, certainly didn't come out after halftime and do what we needed to do defensively, and they made a nice couple of adjustments at halftime and just gotten their two back set and really started just running it down our throats, and there just wasn't a whole lot we could do about it, and we just kept getting more wore out and more wore out by their size and just their power in the run game. And with that kind of came some we had some great drives offensively in the first half, and maybe another one or two in the second half, and just never could finish drives. Dropped a touchdown pass on the first drive, had a fumble, nothing. The kids were trying to make plays, and then some turnovers on downs. And then of course we punted a few too. So, after we got off our script offensively, it seems like it was hard for me to call plays and hard to execute plays because that defense they have, super, super legit. The Schoenfelder kid and the Griffin kid stood out to me on Friday night, but they have every one of their defensive players is kind of a star at every level. But bottom line is we just couldn't stop them in that third quarter, and they got all the momentum and they just kept pounding it down our throats. We did lose Ty Horner, probably our best lineman, to a knee injury late in the second quarter, and I don't know if that kind of deflated us a little bit or not. That shouldn't. We've dealt with injuries before,
right?
But we certainly were a little weaker in his position from that point on.
I mean, going back to the offense a little bit, I mean, you guys were able to move the ball. You had some success, particularly on that first drive. You mentioned a drop touchdown, turnover on downs here and there, but it's not like your team wasn't moving the ball, and there were certainly opportunities in the first half. And if you get one or two of those, it might just flip the script entirely on how that game plays out the rest of the way.
Definitely. I mean, if we could have got punched out there and got a nice lead, you never know. You just never know. And we did have some good drives against one of the best defenses in the state for sure in Class 1A at all levels. And we put together some nice plays from the scripted plays we had worked on. And then just kind of when we got off that script, that's kind of when things went bad. Either I made a bad play call or we didn't execute something because we were kind of off our script. But, that's a positive from the game, to have three or four nice drives against that defense and to know if we could have finished a couple of those, who knows what would have happened in that ball game. So they certainly held our passing attack down a little bit. I think we threw for 145, and we're averaging about 260. But that was kind of expected. We even talked about that last week. It's going to be a defensive struggle. And just like the last year in 2024, it was a 14-12 game. It could have been something more like that if we could have finished a couple of those drives. So got to get up and move on.
There it is. Derek Jasper joining us here. First segment here for the Troy Locker Room Chat. They get Centralia this week. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KNZA. We got Troy football coach Derek Jasper joining us. A few more minutes. Locker Room Chat, Week 7 edition, brought to you by Exchange Bank, CJ's Restaurant, Troy Booster Club, and Napa Auto Parts. Coming off the loss to Riverside, doesn't get much easier, coach. You get Centralia this week at home. Another district game. Panthers just win ball games. That's what they do. Their only loss again to that mid-Buchanan team out of Missouri. And no matter what, they're always good. What do you see from this Centralia team?
That's exactly right. Just one of the best programs in Class 1A, if not the best. And, we've had to play them a lot here in league play until we switched leagues. And now they're still, in our district. And, man, just a real tribute to them and how tough their kids are and how coachable their kids are. Always well coached. Wasn't any drop off when Coach Glassick left or Rod's taking over, and they just don't miss a beat. Alderford kid, is a superstar, and they've got plenty of help and size to go around him. So the best thing is we got this game at home. One of the only good things I liked about going 8-man is we never have to go play on Centralia's field again. That
right.
Dark field out there. They told me today they got new lights out there, and I said, well, if we come out there, it'll be in the playoffs because you're coming to our place. And
right.
certainly not going to miss. I am going to miss one thing about going to Centralia, and that's getting to see and visit with their chain crew. But I'm not going to miss anything else about going out there. hopefully we can give them a great run when they come up here Friday night. We've lost a couple of heartbreakers out at their place the last couple times we've been out there, like games decided in the final minute. But for the most part of it, they've owned us in this series. We had a couple wins back in 15 and 16 when we had state championship type teams. But certainly a program that is very tough to beat, and we'll see what we can do. We got to be physical, of course, against their run game, and we've got to try to put up some points, and we'll see what happens.
Is it a little bit concerning, I guess, in regards to the fact that their game last week with Horton was a forfeit? Horton couldn't put the team together last week, so Centralia essentially had a week off. They get that little bit of extra rest time and a little bit of practice time. I mean, how much do you kind of, you know, take from that in terms of how ready this Centralia team might be this week?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they'll be very rusty. You know, if they did have some people dinged up, it gave them some time to heal, and they got a couple extra practice days to get ready for us. I don't think it was probably an advantage or disadvantage either way for them or us coming into this game. Unfortunate, because, you know, all their kids wanted to play and their coaches wanted to play, and those things just happen sometimes. Nobody wants to be sitting at home on a Friday night. And they were, but, you know, if it gave them a chance to heal up, maybe that helps them a little bit, but probably no clear advantage or disadvantage. You know, it's going to be the same old Centralia coming in here, and we've got to really, you know, a couple keys would be that we can't have the negative plays, whether it be sacks or penalties or minus rush yards on a play. And, you know, the turnovers always will be come down and decide a ball game.
Yeah, you just rattled off a few keys, and that's kind of going into the last part here. But if you just had to pinpoint, if someone just came up to you and said, what's the most important thing in this game for us to get a win, what would you tell them?
I'd probably say tackling. You know, tackling their quarterback and their running back, both very athletic, fast guys, shifty guys. And a lot of times against Centralia, you have to tackle in pursuit, and you have to tackle in space, because they do a pretty good job of blocking you up, and sometimes you got to make those one-on-one tackles. So I would say just open field tackling against their two great runners there.
Derek Jasper joining us, Troy football coach. Centralia at Troy this week, a district matchup in the 1A classification, and then Troy will go to Moore Hill Mount Academy to close out the regular season next Friday night as well. Coach, it goes by quick. We appreciate it a bunch. We'll do it again next week.
Thanks a bunch. Appreciate you.